Co-Managing Director, Kutala Gala-Holton, is going to talk to us about why and how black youth deserve better role models after 28 years of democracy.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Kutala, good morning. Thank you so much for your patience. We have more responsiveness in our WhatsApp line than we normally have after 8. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. So you've given us some perspective on why it is that black youth in particular, I mean, this is a significant statement because that is the majority population in our country, right? So we have more people under 35 than we do not. And the predominance of our racial classification in South Africa is black. So it is important to know what black youth is up to. And you're saying that they deserve better role models. Why do you say this?
Oh, I absolutely think that they deserve better role models. Having, I think, in the backdrop of, what's almost now 28 years of freedom, with the empty promises that we have seen and the hope that we have seen youth, myself as an adult, had for so many years and being disappointed, we now need to look at what are we going to do to get our youth motivated. And absolutely, the numbers that you talk to, the youth is our future. And we need to get them fast-tracked to being able to help take our country forward.
I don't want to be controversial or anything. I mean, we recently celebrated Freedom Day just a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And one of the things that I'm grappling with when I speak about freedom, when I think about 1994, which I remember vividly, unlike many of our born frees, and when I think about the promise that was given to all of us, is that I'm, in my at least very broad friendship network, I feel as though there is not enough of a conversation being had for every youth. So just highlight to me, if you don't mind, why the focus on black youth. And I understand the economic sort of leaving behind.
Mm-hmm.
But, how long I can put off the idea of talking to us as a collective. It's resulting in, I'm sure you've seen it here globally, in polarization, people feeling left out, and therefore they start to go against your cause. So how do we bring everybody to the table?
And that's exactly what I'm advocating for at this stage. You know, I realize where we are at now, and that is why I'm talking about what can we do. I'm actually advocating for our business leaders, our entrepreneurs, people like ourselves, myself in an independent organization, to be able to say, okay, against that backdrop, let's say we can't depend on what so these promises that have been made. We need to be able to now take responsibility for being able to motivate our youth and inspire them and give them those opportunities. And if I may illustrate maybe some of the things that we're doing at Joe Public, is it really starts as well with our youth, I mean, in terms of in our schools, exposing our youth to actually these opportunities, and not just the opportunities, but actually the how. Because, you know, what we see in the news often, or even particularly the youth in terms of in the backdrop of social media, it looks like it's really easy and it's like get-rich schemes and all these amazing sort of reaching these stars overnight. And we're saying, okay, with the lack of access in terms of education, let us go into our schools and start sharing our stories that are based and founded on good moral foundations, trying to implore a growth mindset into our youth, and giving them practical skills to be able to start taking their success or their future forward. So volunteering in schools, the other thing that we do is also then going into the tertiary institutions to do the same, especially in those final year students who find themselves, you know, also continuously being despondent without those jobs. And that's why we want to promote this entrepreneurial mindset and share those ideas of entrepreneurial mindsets. And I do believe that we have these role models in our business spaces, on entrepreneur spaces. We just don't have them anymore. And there's no one to look to, certainly, in our politics. And those are the people that are literally mapping out the future and not being able to deliver to our youth and, in fact, the greater South Africa.
Kutala, what if I don't care a damn? So, you know, I moved to New York in the mid-2000s, and I went to my boss and I was like, I'm going to go and volunteer at my church. I'm going to go teach children how to read after school in Harlem. And my boss, who's a South African, it turns out, but had been living in the state, he looked at me and he was like, but they don't care a damn. Huh? What do you do when a kid looks at you and goes, so? Because I feel like that's actually what we're dealing with. The kids who want to be helped, who want to be mentored, kind of seek you out. But the kids who are like, you guys are chumps. You go to work and you get a salary slip and then you get a salary and you work hard. Here's a gangster who's got a M3, couple of guns, keeps himself safe, lots of girls, lots of cash. Mm-hmm. That's a guy to look up to. Who gives a damn about this mentorship of yours? What do we do?
We obviously, as you say, there's going to be different pockets of people and attitudes. My thing is, when I look at most of our black role, I mean, those of us who are now where we are and have achieved certain things, it hasn't been easy. We too could have been distracted or, sort of attracted to the entrapments of some of those other things. I am saying that we need to help tell those stories because it doesn't look like I'm that person that has gone through those things and had those challenges. I have to reach out. We can't say that we can't say, oh, well, we don't care or they don't care. I feel like where we are at now, it's a must. It is a must to be able to begin to turn these things around. And I tell you, Rufilwe, we all have these stories. We all have a story, particularly around our black, us as black people. We haven't all been fortunate enough to travel the world or have those opportunities. And those are the stories that they need to start to hear. And okay. The stepping stones of being able to take things forward.
Let's tell them, Joe Public, at any moment that you want to start telling them, we are here to amplify them. Please, Kutala. Let's keep this conversation going.
Stunning. Thank you, Filo.
You're welcome. Co-managing director at Joe Public, Kutala Gala Holton.